You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time now, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A lot of us are anxiously awaiting the day we turn 65, but new research shows many of us will be working long past retirement age.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, believe it or not, the fastest growing age group in the U.S. workforce is people over 75 years old. New data compiled by the Pew Research Center shows the amount of people over 75 working has more than quadrupled since 1964. And when it comes to why exactly, one expert tells CNN people are, for one, living longer, healthier lives. More people are working desk jobs, which are less physically demanding. And remote work is making it easier for our older population to keep working. But, of course, there's that dreaded money factor, too. The problem is only about 1 in 4 older Americans have around 90% of their bills covered by Social Security alone. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a bigger slice of its population in college than any other state in the country. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Tim, almost 7 of every 100 Utahns is enrolled in college classes. That's from recent data analyzed by financial reporting group Wealth of Geeks, which put Utah at the top of all 50 states in terms of college enrollment.
It's counter to what we're seeing with national trends. National trends, enrollment is trending downward. So, you know, we're really thrilled.
That's Utah System of Higher Education Interim Commissioner Jeff Landward speaking with KSL News Radio in February. He says that the state's high birth rate does play a role. And one of the biggest areas of growth here is technical colleges. Utah Tech University saw its enrollment jump by 40% since it made the switch to a four-year university, according to St. George News. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have some updated information about what was originally thought to be a burst pipe in a neighborhood in Highland.
Dave Fox with Provo River Water Users Association says, had this been a result of a burst pipe, damage would have been much worse and way more widespread. Instead, something happened to one of their manway lids.
Well, it's a clamp. There's a dome that fits over the top of this 3-foot manway entrance, and they clamp down together, and that was the part that had the failure.
Fox says he knew this was going to be a problem, and his crew was on scene when it happened, working irrigation maintenance. He then went knocking on doors, letting neighbors know. Yards and even the street was flooded, all from the water rushing from the nearby Murdoch Canal. Mark Jackson, and KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More than 140 people were arrested across the country during protests in support of the Palestinians. A group disrupted traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge, Golden State Bridge, and roads leading to O'Hare Airport in Chicago and the SeaTac Airport in Seattle.
I'm feeling pretty frustrated. You know what? I believe in the right to protest, and I believe in the right to express your point of view, but I think causing this type of disturbance to thousands and thousands of people isn't the right way to go about it.
This California resident got stuck in the congestion caused by the protest on the Golden Gate Bridge.
The controversy continues over the proposal to expand the graveled limestone quarry in Parley's Canyon.
The quarry is owned by Granite Construction, which says the expansion is to support the need for materials in Utah's booming construction industry. But Spencer Shaver with Save Our Canyons is opposed, saying the fugitive dust from the mining operations threatens wildlife, air quality, and the water in Parley's Creek, which supplies 20% of the water to Salt Lake City.
We hope to protect really the beauty and wildness of the Wasatch for future generations from this mining operation.
Right now, Granite is awaiting approval of its plan from the Utah Division of Air Quality in Salt Lake County. Granite says if the product is not mined locally, it would have to be brought in from other states, leading to pollution from vehicles. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
There's been a spike in valley fever cases in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Valley fever is a fungal disease found in the soil that can cause pneumonia when inhaled. The fungus grows best in arid desert climates like St. George. Assistant Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Utah, Catherine Walter, says since that area has seen such rapid development, the soil and the fungus is getting stirred up into the air.
Symptoms of valley fever include fatigue, fever, and rash. If symptoms persist, ask your doctor to test for valley fever and get an antifungal medication.
First look traffic now takes us over to you, Andy.
Well, speeds on I-15 are great this morning into and out of Salt Lake. If you're on the 201 freeway, you might catch some slowing at 7200 West. You'll pass a crash on the right shoulder just before you get to Bangor Highway, but that hasn't had any impact on the main flow. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A transitional housing complex is being built in Ogden for domestic violence victims.
Well, this is a 14-unit apartment complex that's specifically geared towards transitional housing for domestic violence survivors and sexual assault survivors in Weber County.
Ian Williams from the YCC Family Crisis Center says they have been providing an emergency crisis shelter for a while, but they've seen an increase in need since the pandemic.
There are new concerns about the Glen Canyon Dam and the impact it could have on our power and water in the future. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, the part in question is called the outlet works. It's a series of steel pipes that were originally designed to release extra water underneath the main turbines. Now here's the problem. If Lake Powell's levels drop below a certain level, then the works will be the only place for water to get conveyed from the dam to downstream, and these works aren't exactly up to date. The Bureau of Reclamation tells the Daily Herald lake levels are only 30 feet above this threshold. They're working to upgrade the works because otherwise the dam could struggle to get the needed water downstream, and this has far-reaching agricultural growth and recreation effects. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Now, you want some good news in that regard?
Yeah.
Matt Johnson, just a short time ago on his X account, said that they anticipate that Lake Powell will come up somewhere between 20 and 50 feet this year from the runoff.
Wow.
And on average, expecting a 32-foot rise.
That's fantastic. That's
great news. Women's college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft last night. But ABC's Andrew Dibbert says there's some grumbling over Clark's rookie contract.
The payday for Caitlin Clark and the other stars of the night may not be as big as you think. Clark will make just over $76,000 in her rookie year. Over the next 4 years, she'll make just $338,000. Compare that to the men of the NBA, who take home a minimum salary of just over $1.1 million. The top draft pick last year made more than $12 million.
Clark will be playing for the Indiana Fevers.
University of Utah All-American Alyssa Pile was taken as the eighth overall pick in the WNBA draft last night.
And definitely the community in Salt Lake City. I think it's really grown on me the last 2 years I was there. And I'm going to miss it a lot.
Pile will now play for the Minnesota Lynx.
Yep.